According to official data, around 10 Czech women fall victim to sex trafficking each year, but the real number could actually be much higher. Veronika Čáslavová, a student of International Relations and Security and Strategic Studies at the Faculty of Social Studies at Masaryk University in Brno, who has been mapping the phenomenon for several years now, says it still remains largely unexplored. I met with Ms. Čáslavová to discuss the problem of sex trafficking in the Czech Republic, and I started by asking her what sparked her interest in the subject.
Actually, people don't talk about sex trafficking, they don't talk about human trafficking, and we don't talk about prostitution either. And I think that's the major problem, because the problem is here, and most of the women, they are exploited against their will. So I would say I felt need to talk about it, since I realized that there is such a thing as sex trafficking. And for the first time when I read it, it was really unreal for me to realize those women, they are kidnapped or exploited or whatever. So I was shocked and I wanted to talk about it, to study it deeper and to understand it better.
So as you said, the topic is still considered largely a taboo.
Yes.
So how did you actually carry out your research? Where did you find the information?
My research is based on the data from our Ministry of Interior Affairs. They are cooperating with police, of course. Those are official numbers of the victims of not only sex trafficking, but trafficking in human beings. And mostly the numbers talk about the people who are in the program for help to those victims. So the research is based on that. I was mapping the phenomena since 1990s, but we have specific numbers from 2000 on. And then I was cooperating with Czech Caritas, or charity in the Czech Republic, and they let me read some of the stories of the actual victims of the sex trafficking.
Do the official data really reflect reality? I mean, to what extent do the official data differ from, let's say, the information from NGOs that are in contact with the victims?
That's another main problem in this area, because we have a lot of different numbers. None of them are complete. But the Czech Ministry, it has its own official statistics. Each NGO has its own numbers, and they don't really share it with each other. So actually, to map the number of the actual victims is really hard nowadays. And another problem connected with that is that at this time in Czech Republic, prostitution doesn't have its own law. It's not legal, and it's not illegal. So it is really difficult to distinguish between sex trafficking, willing prostitution, or prostitution against the will of the prostitute.
So based on the data that you have, how serious is the problem of sex trafficking and maybe human trafficking in general in the Czech Republic? How many women fall victim to sex traffickers? Or let's say annually?
Annually, it would be around 10. And I know that's not a high number, but that's the number we know. And there could be much more. There could be much more Czech women in foreign states. And we could have much more women here in Czech Republic from the international community. And when I spoke to one policeman who focused on the problem of illegal prostitution, he mentioned that nowadays the major problem in Czech Republic could be the Vietnamese community, because they are really closed, they are really isolated, and we actually don't know what's going on in there, but we know their suspicions that the sex trafficking is occurring in the Vietnamese community too.
And when we are talking about sex trafficking, is the Czech Republic more of an import or an export country?
Yeah, that's an open question. It used to be more export, but nowadays it's almost 50-50. Some of our Czech girls, they are exported to foreign countries, and it's not Germany as it used to be in the 90s when the boom of prostitution began. But nowadays it's mostly Great Britain and Ireland. And if we are talking about the victims who are imported to Czech Republic, it used to be, of course, Ukraine or Belarus, Serbia, Slovakia, all those states from the Eastern Bloc. But nowadays we can meet the victims more exotic, I would say, like from Philippines. But of course, mostly it's from the Eastern Europe.
Who are the women who fall victim to sex trafficking in the Czech Republic?
Usually the victim is a woman who is not in a secure social position. For example, a girl from the children's home, or women who are not employed, who lost their husbands, mothers who are alone with their children. But mostly they are young women who want better lives. And they believe that the men they have met and the men who have promised them better life will actually do it. So usually at the beginning they go willingly. They thought they will be doing, I don't know, babysitting or just work in a bar or at a restaurant. But then they will realize what is actually happening. The organized group, they took away their passports and they are not able to contact anyone after that.
So once they find themselves in such a situation, how hard is it for them to escape and to find some help?
The most usual way is when they go and seek a doctor, because the doctors, they are quite well educated to distinguish the signs of rape or any violence. And it is up to them how much they will trust the doctor and how much they will say. Or it can be just luck and they can manage to escape and to seek some kind of NGO in that country. And in the case of the Czech charity, the main advantage is that it's not only in Czech Republic. They are connected around the world. So once a victim seeks help in a charity in Great Britain, for example, it is really easy to transfer her back to Czech Republic because the charities, they are communicating together and they are cooperating.
You mentioned specifically Great Britain and Ireland now being the common target countries of sex traffickers who are taking girls from the Czech Republic. Can you give us any specific example that you have come across while carrying out your research?
One example I could mention is one girl which was sold by her mother to Great Britain. It was either Pakistani or Afghan men, which is quite common, not only for two girls to be sold to them or to be forced to marriage with them, but in the whole sex trafficking problem in Great Britain, the Pakistani and Afghani community plays a big role. So this girl was sold by her mother because they needed money, and she managed to escape. And when she got back, her mother sold her for the second time. But I think that's all I can tell about this story.
What is the penalty for sex trafficking in the Czech Republic?
Sex trafficking is actually being prosecuted as trafficking in human beings, and it differs. Either you are alone in this crime, or if it concerns an organized group, then it's organized crime. The penalty is higher. I have met examples when the man got, I think, 8 years for trafficking his partner for almost 10 years.
Why don't we have a more effective legislation? Is it the fact that you've already mentioned that prostitution is neither considered legal nor illegal?
Yeah, that's the main problem. I think the biggest issue we are dealing with is that it's a taboo. It's a taboo as well as rape or any type of violence against women. Or it doesn't have to be only violence against women, because men are victims too. Not as often, but they are. So this type of violence, it's not popular in Czech Republic. Nobody actually wants to talk about it. I'm not saying that the government or political representatives, they are not talking about it. They are, but we don't have any results. And nowadays, the Czech Republic is dealing with the agreement of Istanbul to end the violence against women. We've already signed it, but for some reasons, the government doesn't want to ratify it. So it's not actually a topic that would be interesting or popular. So nobody wants to deal with it. We don't have the legislation for prostitution. So it's a really big issue, this vacuum.
What can be done to improve the situation without having the effective legislation? Can we still take some measures to help more effectively the victims of sex trafficking?
Well, we can talk about it. That's a really simple thing to do. It's also a really sensitive thing. But I think we must realize the problem is here. And the problem isn't just a matter of people without money, without education, but it can happen to anyone. So I think as most of the problems in the society, it starts with us. We need to realize it is here and to pay attention to those NGOs who are working with these victims, either of victims of sex trafficking or domestic violence. That's my opinion.